Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few reminders for CRP producers. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds. This includes volunteer trees that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost share billings to their local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If the CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to complete the mid-contract management before September 30th, 2011. So you got a couple more weeks yet. Since hay has been in short supply this year, another thing for producers to consider is the managed haying of their CRP acres. This provision is available to producers to complete outside the primary nesting season, which ended August 1st. Managed haying is authorized no more than one out of every 3 years, and it's limited to certain CRP practices. Producers are assessed a 25% payment reduction based on the actual number of acres hayed. If you wish to do managed haying of your CRP, all bales should be removed as soon as possible to prevent seeding loss. No stockpiling of hay is allowed on the CRP acres, and all bales must be removed from the CRP by September 30th. If you're a producer with a CRP contract that will be expiring September 30th, the end of this month, and are considering returning those acres to crop production for the 2012 crop year, remember to stop by and check with NRCS to update the current conservation plan of operation in place for your CRP acres. Fall is also the time when producers begin to work on their land, whether that be dirt work in the drainage areas or removal of trees in areas to gain more land for production. To maintain eligibility for the USDA programs, remember to stop by the Service Center to complete an 80-1026 highly erodible land and wetland conservation certification form before beginning the work. A few notes about marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain market prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's nine-month marketing assistance loans. September 2011 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2011 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listing area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA Service Center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2011 crops through May 31, 2012. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Are you making any changes? Producers now receive all their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposits. If you have changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. This also includes any farm ownership and operator changes made for the 2012 crop year as well. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or if you have any other questions, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.